Metallica, headlining the Welcome to Rockville Music Festival. Two different nights, two different sets. Go to WelcomeToRockvilleFestival.com for all information. Get your tickets on sale right now.
Marcus Stroman, all right, drew some criticism from Alex Cora last season over the way the pitcher carries himself. All right, so it seemed like only a matter of time now, the story says. So following a game between the Red Sox and the Blue Jays last year, Cora was openly upset with Stroman for the way the right-hander quick-pitched rookie Michael Chavis and said Stroman competes a certain way and people don't like it. And Stroman responded by calling himself a competitor and telling the Boston manager to get over it. On Tuesday, you know how baseball, that's the other thing. That's one of the things that's turned me off about baseball, how touchy they are with their stupid little unwritten rules. They're so touchy about everything, man. They're so stuffy. They're almost as bad as golfers. Anyway, on Tuesday, Stroman recalled the exchange and says he finds it comical that Cora judged him over the way he plays the game. And Cora, this is what you set yourself up for, dude. This man had the audacity to say that I compete a certain way and people don't like it. Very comical in hindsight. So Stroman put that out there. Now, how do you carry yourself, Alex? By cheating? By defaming the game? By cheating the opponent and winning a championship? Look, man, stealing signs has been something forever, okay? But you're stealing it in a way that it's the same thing as you noticing a lineman that lowers his butt a little bit more when it's a run play, and when it's a pass play, he's a little higher. That's not cheating. That's noticing the difference in somebody preparing. When you're manipulating video and everything else and cameras and you're banging trash cans and all, you're cheating. You're just outright changing the result of the game. Like I told you before, you and I can know it's a fastball. You and I can know it's a changeup. You and I can know it's a curve. You and I can know it's a forkball. We'll never hit it anyway. You and I are not blessed. That the good Lord blessed us, all of us, with some kind of a skill. It's not hitting a baseball. Those guys, they were blessed with hitting a baseball. So if you tell them what's coming, it's over. It's over. And this changes a lot of things, okay? You got now I'm forgetting. What's the name of the – help me out with the Asian pitcher. The Asian pitcher with Cora's team that got walloped. Now I'm forgetting the kid's name. Oh, man.
What, from Boston?
No, not from Boston. That the Astros beat in the World Series from the Dodgers.
Yanish? Yanish?
Yes. You're close. You're close. It's whatever. You guys know who I'm talking about. Now I'm forgetting his damn name now.
Yanish 2-2.
Whatever. Yeah, it's... Oh, man, I'm going to have to look it up now. Anyway, He got walloped in that World Series. All right, Darvish. You were mixing the Y and the the Darvish. So you Darvish, and his kid was crying during that World Series. Okay, that's how much it affected him, and he was slammed, choker, all that stuff. But if they knew what he was going to pitch. I mean, come on, man. And here's a guy that had to overcome that now. So you cheated him and that team out of that opportunity. I don't know. Do you go as far to vacate the championship? Do you hand it to the other team? I don't know how much you can prove. And the other part that kind of disgusts me about all of this, I'm wondering if because the players' union is so strong – that the owners and their lawyers must feel that they would struggle to go after the players because you're getting the people, you're suspending the people that aren't players. But the players were very involved in all of this. What do we do to the players? And you're rewarding all of those players that have a ring with cheating. And look, I don't give me this, well, how do we not know it didn't happen 5 years ago and 10 years ago and 30 years ago and they did it all? Well, we don't. But right now, we got to go with the proof that we have, right? When they said Odell Beckham, it might have been fake money. Well, no, the proof now is that there was real money there. We got video. It's like the Ray Rice situation. You know, sometimes in domestic cases, it's he said, she said, because we weren't there. And both parties, in many cases, have lied, right? But when you have the video, you go with the video. And if you have evidence about all anybody that was involved in all of this, then you should go after these players. Because they changed history. And they did not earn that championship the right way. And that's the way we all are going to look at it from now on. We're going to look at it that they didn't earn it the right way. And there's proof that they didn't earn it the right way. That's a major problem, ladies and gentlemen. That, to me, that's the part that, you know, Alex Cora gets what he deserves and all that good stuff, but I don't see the players getting what they deserve. And they deserve to get suspended. It's a major violation. This is worse than what P. Rose did. It really is. Because you're literally changing the game. I mean, you're giving your team a major advantage by doing this. That's where I find it pretty insulting that, you know, you're not going after the players. And I think Marcus Stroman has got a point. I really believe that.